How has Joe Tooney been able to hold up on for 17 games as a rookie? And, you know, you're working with him every day. It seems like that rookie wall, he just went right over it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I guess it's different for everybody. And, you know, he's done a good job of just coming in every week and going to work. But, you know, I think that's just, you know, a good job by everyone every week, you know. And, fortunate enough, we've been, you know, lucky to not have any major significant, you know, injuries. You know, some of that stuff you can avoid, some of it you can't. So, you know, we've been fortunate in that sense.
How does the week-to-week preparation change when you get to the playoffs and getting later this
season? Oh, I mean, you just keep doing what you're doing. You know, we've been having success. So, you know, it just heightens, you know, sense of urgency just heightens a little bit. You know, I know for me personally, you know, because it's a one-week season now. You know, it's either win or go home. So, you know, but, you know, you don't do anything, or I'm not doing anything super crazy out of, you know, but, you know, you just stick to your routine. You know, your routine's helped you get to where you are so far, but I guess more of a sense of urgency. You know, like I said, it's win or go home.
I guess, do you spend more time at the facility around these weeks rather than, say, like week four, week five? Or?
I spend a lot of time in this facility, so, you know, I spend as much time as I think is needed, you know, but I'm not sitting here watching the clock, waiting for it to strike 5 o'clock or, you know, whatever I need to get done, that's when I'm going to go home. So, you know, it just depends on when that time is, you know. So, like I said, you know, you stick to your routine. You know, you got to get your rest at night too. So that's just what I try to do.
What have you seen different from Pittsburgh during the second half of the season and the struggle that they've had defensively?
You know, they're playing some of their best football right now. Yeah, they obviously got Bud Dupree back, you know, on the edge. You know, and they're able to, you know, work him around in their package. You know, but they've really just settled in, I think, you know, and like everyone, they're playing their best football right now. You know, so they're a good front. They do what they do, you know, and they do it well.
They've led the league in sacks during their 9-game run. What are the challenges that front brings in terms of trying to protect Tom?
Yeah, you know, they're very confident in their system and, you know, what they do. And like I said, they do it well. And, you know, they're good at running their blitzes. You know, their blitzes they run, they're good at it. You know, so the big thing for us is just everyone being on the same page and getting that coordinated and handling that and, you know, not having anyone run free with some of their blitz packages.
I know you said after the Texans game that you wanted that game to be a learning experience because their defense had so much speed that they could bring up the middle. Do you feel like you've been able to do that this week, learn from it?
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, we're not playing the Texans this week now, so, you know, it's a whole different team. But, you know, you just try to correct from it and move forward. And, you know, what I could have done personally better and what we could have done better as a whole.
Some questions to Stephon, too. And have they moved him around up front?
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's listed as a defensive end, but in that 3-4 scheme, they play defensive tackle. You know, he's a good player. He's, you know, he's big, he's long, he's strong. You know, so he's definitely, you know, one of their best defensive linemen, I think. And, you know, he does a good job of doing what he's asked, you know, from their system.
Do you enjoy the diversity of running backs that you have on this team? You know, you get big Garrett up the middle and you get scat guys and guys that catch the screen pass.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's they're all good at what they do and they all do different things well. You know, it's always good whenever you can look up and see one of the back of their jerseys, you know, 4, 5, 10, 15 yards in front of you. You know, that's the goal every play. So, you know, they do a good job of it. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's another tool that our coaches have to use. So, you know, but it doesn't change, you know, who's in the game. It doesn't change how we block, you know. We block and then they do their job. And, you know, that's how football works and that's how usually good plays are run.
David, Nate Solder was just named the winner of the Ed Block Courage Award for the team. We know about the battle he had to go through with cancer and what his family is dealing with. Marcus Cannon, cancer survivors, had a great year, second team All-Pro. What's it been like seeing those guys have the season they've had, considering what they've been through, and what do they mean in that room as people?
Yeah, you know, I wasn't here when they both went through their cancer, you know, treatments or whatever. But just, there's just guys that have done it for a long time, in our room. And, it's just watching them every day, and you try to, learn from them and learn what they do and, use that for yourself, even if they're tackles, but, maybe how they prepare or, what they do to stay healthy or, whatever. So, it's Nate deserves it, and I'm happy for him.
Thanks for having me, Jake.